The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Wonder and vision. Aren't we a five pair?
Oh, this is gonna be a gas!
Am I dead?
No. Why would you think that?
Because you are.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the hit Disney Plus Marvel Studios TV series, WandaVision. With this recap being dedicated to Season 1, Episode 7, titled Breaking the Wall, the Fourth Wall. We're not with Huey today. He'll join us next week, but we still got the regular cast. And as usual, we like to break shit down early. So, Rod, overall thoughts on this episode?
I don't know why I just had a brain fart just then, but yeah, man, this is good. This is really good. I don't know how else to explain it without going deeper into it. I think that's why I paused like that, because I was just trying to figure out how to say it's really good without saying anything else right now.
Mike, was it just good for you?
It was barely good for me. Yeah, this is probably on my least favorite episodes.
Really?
Yeah, I was really let down by this one. It wasn't bad. It was just very... Yeah, I guess we'll get into it. But yeah, it didn't wow me, this one.
What about you, Cam?
Damn, I'm with Mike. Because when it ended, I was like, damn, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
That's because he set your expectation that it was going to be an hour long.
No, I wasn't that.
It wasn't. All right, I'll take the L on that one. I thought it was, I was reading some shit.
It wasn't
Mr.
fault.
Wrong again.
Really, though.
No,
did you see it in Reddit? Did you see it in Reddit?
What did they say?
About them saying it was an hour long.
Yeah, I saw it in the Reddit, and then I thought I saw it on Twitter as well.
Oh, never mind.
What they say in Reddit?
They had said it was an hour long. They had posted some graphic that it was supposed to be an hour long.
So everybody was deceived.
Source, Kevin Feige. But.
See, no one, that's the thing. Nobody saw this. They do this. Remember, they were doing the same shit with Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. They do the same shit. They just want it to be an hour long, so they start creating these. Because it didn't make any sense.
Nope.
It was like, why would every episode be 30 minutes, but the last three be an hour and a hour long each?
I can't front, though. That shit did fuck me up. Thinking that in my head it was going to be an hour long. Because I never look at the time. I don't like looking at the time, because if I look at the time, I can kind of gauge when it's going to be over, type of thing. And, you know, but
so you thought it was going to be an hour, this one?
I had that in my head.
Oh, see, I didn't.
Yeah, I had it in my head. So when it ended.
Oh, wait, still? Even after Mike posted what he posted?
I didn't see anything he posted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like the same day the episode came out.
Oh, yeah,
I must not have read it.
Yeah, no.
Well, it wasn't a post, it was a text.
You text that?
I texted. I said, Nikki, wrong again.
I thought that was after. Oh, I had watched it by then.
Oh, you already watched it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I had watched it by then.
Yeah, I saw it was 37 minutes. So I was like, okay, that's. Right in line with.
I just hate the credits be like 10 minutes long. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, it is.
But you know those, did you watch the after credits?
Yes.
Okay.
Just
making sure y'all saw it.
Me too.
I started to text y'all, but I forgot.
Yeah, I did.
That was a pleasant surprise for me. But with this episode, it starts off with us jumping into like, what is this, like the late 2000s, early 2010s?
I have no idea. That's why I wish Huey was here. Because I was not watching TV at that time.
Yeah, this reminded me of Modern Family or The Office.
Yeah, I watched The Office, so it definitely reminded me of The Office. I'll stop there.
Oh. But what was interesting outside of the intro was like, you didn't really, I thought it was just going to be called Wanda for the first time, not WandaVision, because we didn't even see Vision at all in the beginning. And then
I didn't even think about that.
And then like the title came at the last minute. And I was thinking, okay, this is really talking about a separation of her from him, and also maybe with her and being in control with this shit. Mm-hmm. And it also seemed like that because she was saying some shit herself. Like, she started off saying, like, after what I did in the last episode, I need some time to myself. But it was weird because I was like, this is the first time she's taking some accountability for her actions, though. And she's realized she was in the wrong, right?
I don't know. I mean, but she did expand the wall like miles and miles to save old boy. So I do think she's thinking about those actions and considering like the ramifications of what she did. Like, she's probably asking herself, did I overreact, you know, to do that or not? So, yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell if she thought she did something wrong or she just, I don't know. I couldn't really tell, like, by her response. Because she just said some shit like, you know, oh, sometimes you just expand the walls of this fake world you've created. But I couldn't tell if she thought that she shouldn't have done that.
I think she was a little conflicted. It seemed conflicted to me.
Yeah.
I just feel like she was taking into account, like, all the things that have happened. And for the first time, it's, like, hitting her. Especially with now that the reality is breaking apart. Because as we see, like, shit is changing from, like, old school to being modern and all that. And it's fucking up with her. I was I was getting weak at the part where she was talking to her sons about everything. Like, the sons was asking her, like, Mom, shit is changing. Like, the games is changing. Like, what's going on? How can you fix it? And then she just broke down for the first time. I was like, nigga, I don't know what the fuck y'all want me to do. This shit, like, meaningless. And I was just like, damn, like, she's really, she's giving up, I feel like. Do y'all think that?
Giving up? What you mean?
With the whole facade. Like, I think it's outworn as welcome. That's what I got from that scene.
I don't know if I got giving up. It's just kind of breaking down a little bit. I mean, she's going through issues with her husband and, you know, kids and stuff like that. So it just seemed like regular mom shit. Like, you know how moms have their moments of breakdown and they'll come right back later.
You stupid ass. I'm choking on water, man.
But yeah, you know how moms have their moments like of breakdowns and then, you know, a day or so they'll be back to normal.
Well, yeah, I get that. And I think what is interesting about, like, someone asked about, I think one of y'all talked about, like, why is it a TV show? Why do you have to tell the show as a TV show? I like seeing that as we progress in these eras of sitcoms, you start seeing, at least with her character, like, the female character, like, get more realistic as we go. And we see more and more, we see her understanding, like, this shit ain't for fun anymore. Like, once you get to a point where morality is becoming into your headspace more and more and more, as we progress throughout the years, she's starting to get hit with that reality and it's changing hers. At least that's what I was taking from it when she was just like, because I was like, only a show like that could come out right now. You couldn't have her cussing at her kid or like being that blunt with her kids back in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. Like, it had to be now, which I thought was interesting.
As you say that, it did just make me think that the whole theory about she created this world because that's what she grew up on, this wouldn't be what she grew up on, per se. This or the one before that, right? With her parents? What's the stroke?
That means I don't know.
Oh, sure.
That's universal.
I don't know whose theory that was, but
that's my theory. You know it's my theory. That's why you keep looking at me. Why are you playing?
I didn't know. I really
why you specifically asked me. I don't know. Like,
that's why he had to say
what's
that.
It was just stupid ass theory, Mike. What's the shrug?
He was calling somebody out. Like,
I swear. He knew he was.
I couldn't remember. I was just saying it was just a theory that now it just literally came as you said that, because it would have technically applied to the last one too.
You said you've been wrong since the last episode.
I was right as fuck about this episode. We'll get to that. But
were you?
Man, I killed you this episode.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, because you was telling me I was wrong about all kinds of shit last week.
I think I know what you're talking
all
about.
All my shit was
wrong. I gotta see what you're talking about. I don't remember.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, damn.
Damn, Mike, good.
Okay.
But yeah, but it's a lot to deal with. So I think you're right, just using this format to kind of get inside her head. And for her to tell, but Rod spot on, like, this was her, I'm taking a break, and I'm going to, you take the kids, and I'm going to just have my mommy day. Yep.
It's funny, I kind of got what Nick got, too, about the whole, like, half-ass giving up, kind of just being like, I can't keep up this facade no more. Like, yeah, that's not your uncle. I don't know who the fuck that motherfucker is, It's not your uncle. Your daddy's a piece of shit, right? Like, leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to close my eyes. I don't give a fuck about your controller. She's sitting in the chair, the door. Open the door with a mask. She don't care no more. She's just like, I'm not trying to even pretend that this is like a fun, happy family no more. So yeah, I got the same thing you got.
Which was weird because it was just like, you built this whole shit. Now you don't give a fuck. Like,
well, she kept trying to restore some of it.
It's just the moment, man.
Yeah,
just really it out. Yeah, it's just
you don't talk to your kids like that.
Yes, you do when you get to a breaking point. You're just like, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. I don't give a fuck about you. You can get the fuck out of here. Like,
yes,
I'm telling
you.
Tell you.
Yeah. That is true. She let Agnes come into my eye. Yeah. Go ahead, take them.
Because remember, she wouldn't even let nobody touch the kids before. Mm-mm. But now she's like, just take these kids.
Badass kids.
These little fucking kids. Talking about their little raggedy video games.
Controllers and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Don't know what the fuck I'm going through. Right. I'm
dealing with grown folks problems.
Right.
Shit, I can't even she's like, my husband ain't vision, but clearly you can't see him right now. He ain't here.
Let him have that one. Let him have that one, bro.
No. I was about to say, let him have that
one. Get that mic.
No.
Dude, I'm looking at
that
you, Mike.
Terrible.
I'm looking at you like Rod did.
No, that was terrible.
All right, speaking of Vision. Vision went to the circus. He had Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey.
Miles, man.
I guess. I don't know what they try to make a connection with the government and clowns, but that's where
you just said it.
Yeah, apparently Wanda had said something before about, or somebody said something before about this being like
a circus.
A circus. So, yeah.
We see Vision. He's recovering from that whole breaking through the wall and shit.
You about to get to my favorite part. Go ahead.
And we see him link up with Dr. Darcy and shit.
Bruh. You didn't know she had it like that, did
they said that in the Reddit thread, too.
Well, oh, did they?
Yeah, there was someone was like, bro, they was like, Monica and Dr. Darcy, what? We're going to get to Monica.
I didn't know she had it like that either.
Man, I told you watch Survivor's Remorse.
No, you did.
Man. You did. But yeah, Dr. Darcy.
Dr. Thicky,
bro.
What are y'all
going to
say something to
him?
Man.
I saw Darcy. Like,
boy.
There's a comment coming.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of comments.
Did y'all... They obviously team up together and stuff like that. But did y'all expect her?
Oh.
I thought you were still right there.
He was.
When the fuck did he come out?
He didn't come out.
He went around.
Oh. Go back and get your mask.
Oh, shit.
Just saying, bro. I'm prepared. Shit. Anyway.
Dr. Darcy and Vision, they... team up together and stuff like that. Did y'all expect her to be like that once? Thick? Yeah, huh?
No, I didn't expect her to be that thick, man. I didn't.
When Vision woke her up consciously, did y'all expect her to be that honest about what's been going on?
Oh yeah, that was her character in Thor. She's always just been kind of like goofy and a little smart-assed and whatever. So yeah, I expected everything that she gave was spot on.
But everything, even telling like. That he was actually dead in real life and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
that sounds like some shit. Did you remember watching the Thor movie?
She played.
It's probably been a minute.
It's been a minute, but like I remember her character is pretty much the same in most of the stuff she plays in. Because I've seen her in a few other things like Two Broke Girls and some other stuff back in the day. So she plays the same character, but I didn't think that she was gonna. I thought she would handle that with a little bit more care. I don't know. That's just me. Because it's like, damn, you can't tell the nigga he dead and he's still living. I
mean, Darcy can.
Yeah, he's still a robot at the end of the day. Synthesizer, whatever. What do they call him?
Synthesoid?
Yeah.
Something.
Call him a robot.
Either way, yeah.
What did you think about their scenes? Did you find it useful for this episode?
Yes, I found her in that very tight suit extremely useful. Look, Red about to be mad as hell. Why are you sexualizing Dr. Darcy? Why aren't you concentrating on her mind?
You didn't dress her up.
I didn't. I didn't put her in that outfit. Shit, blame Kevin Feige.
Maybe he knew.
I'm sure he knew. He's like, look, you thought there was going to be some other reveals? Here you go. Here's this one. Deal with this. I forgot. What did you even ask? what was your real question?
I was asking, did you find their scenes useful? Because as I'm watching through this episode, like, yeah, she updates Vision on what's been going on, but that's really about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's honestly all. We spent at least about 10, 12 minutes with them.
Wasted.
In a 30-minute episode.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess it just further prove that they're at odds with each other when she was blocking the path, the, you know, the road and shit. You know, but yeah, it was, they could have did without it.
Yeah, and now, well, actually now we don't even know if she was the one doing that.
True.
But either way, I just didn't care.
Yeah.
Didn't care.
About that whole exchange?
Nope. Did not care. It just, I guess what it is it's like, it's not, for them to spend that much time on Darcy revealing something to Vision that we already know, I guess it's like, we the audience don't really care to see this. Because it's not like Vision's response was just like, what? Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh, really? Well, that's crazy. I can't do that.
He got, he turned the crocodile down.
Jesus Christ.
That's not a hex. This is a hex.
That's not a knife.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, ew. His response wasn't like crazy. It was just like, oh, shit. All right.
Do you think it was possible that it may have been for people that didn't follow the Avengers that's just watching this show to kind of give us some back, give them some background on his past?
But that's still a lot of context, even what she said.
It is, but they would need it.
But you know what, though? Here's my thing when it comes to shit like that. Like, it's different when it's like some super deep side story with Star Wars and the Mandalorian makes a Easter egg. That's different. You might need a little bit of context, but the fact that Vision's dead, like, I don't feel like you should be wasting, you being the audience that never watched any of the other Marvel shit, I don't think that y'all should be wasting the rest of our time by needing this context. Go fucking watch the movie. It was the last movie.
And it made,
well, the, maybe it's one for before some, last. But.
Yeah, maybe it's for something else. Maybe that dialogue, that scenes, or scenes, was for the next two episodes. Maybe it's tied into cataracts and, you know, him being dead and them probably trying to weaponize him.
Well, because they did. The Agent Wu did mention that when him and Monica. Well, first of all, how disappointed were y'all in the friend that Monica was meeting up with that was Captain Random motherfucker?
I don't think that's him. I don't think that's the one.
I don't either.
That's not the one?
I forgot to go back and look, but I'm almost positive she said my guy. But I could be wrong, so don't bother facts only me because I don't care.
Could
by
have
the
been
time
like
this comes out, I will have gone back and looked. But I'm almost certain in the episode before, she said, we need to go meet up with my guy.
As a matter of fact, I don't even think that was the person. So you're saying that was supposed to be the aerospace engineer
or
whatever?
That's what they were.
Nah, I don't think that was.
Because she was dumb happy to see her. She's like, look, you doing me this favor because you knew my mama back in the day and shit.
God.
That's not the person, man.
It is.
No, it's not. I'm gonna go back.
Somebody else that's gonna be revealed in another moment, but that's absolutely the person.
I didn't even think about it when I was watching it because I had something else in my head.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, bro.
Did y'all say it? The moon ship or whatever, the vehicle or whatever.
That's the person.
They needed somebody to be able to build that shit, right?
Yeah, and I think that person has yet to be revealed.
Yeah,
I don't think,
I'll give you that. That's I'm gonna say.
How
are
you saying it's definitely?
Well, hold on. Yeah, I'm confused.
What?
All right, so yeah, so the person she was going to meet up with, it's all right. Damn, how
maybe that's like the second in command or the person that's
probably or something like that. But that is the moment that she was trying to go to. She was trying to get to that particular vehicle.
That's not the question that Nick was asking, though. He didn't say, "Well, is this the moment? The person?"
No, he asked us if we was disappointed in
the
person.
And the person, tell that to Rod. Rod's talking about the moment, not the person.
But we're trying.
I think y'all both right. I think.
Rod's
she,
not right.
I think Rod is right as far as like that's the person that she was meeting up with.
Yes.
But the person who designed the ship or the actual thing could be Reed Richards.
You think they would? Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I agree with what he's saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't you think they would have at some point like brought up that she's like an aerospace engine? It's like she just seemed like a delivery person.
she barely spoke.
Like when she worked for UPS?
Basically, she's a fucking Uber driver dropping the car.
Yeah. Right, but that was disappointing is what he's saying. Like, she was the person that she was going to meet up with, but there is somebody above her that's bigger.
Okay, I think we need to re-clarify what question is.
Yeah.
So when Monica was talking about, I need to go meet up with this aerospace engineer.
Okay.
Do you think that the woman that was in the army suit was the aerospace engineer?
No.
There we go. Now we're on the same page.
Okay, I think she was.
I don't think she was.
Oh, you thought she was the actual
engineer? Yeah. Because why else would she be there?
She I was think delivering it. I think he's in the. I think he's in the truck.
No.
Come on, man. It doesn't already be in a truck.
Why would the aerospace engineer if you, be the fucking the army lady?
If you design something that can go through a magical wall, nigga, you're going to be outside and be like, hey, look, you don't have to do this shit because I'm the one running this shit right now.
Well, I don't think that's
first
him.
Of all, it didn't get through the damn wall.
Not even close.
No.
It did a little bit.
Bro, nah.
You see, it got halfway. No.
She need to get fired.
All of that shit. They went through all of that shit.
I knew that shit wasn't going through either.
I didn't.
Really?
I thought it was gonna work.
I thought it was gonna like it was gonna take a while, but it was gonna get through.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna get through. When it just hit and it just started going up, I was like, "Man, what the fuck is that bullshit?"
It just felt like they built that up just for it to not go through.
Just they had her in a suit, that thick ass suit, latching on shit. Through. I'm like,
that shit was.
I was
dumb,
like,
bro.
This shit ain't gonna go through.
I was thinking, like, why
it was
she?
It was a waste of time.
It was. Yeah, it felt. It really did feel like a waste of time.
Because. Yeah,
she had to get into a bubble boy suit to be in a busted ass truck.
Dramatic and everything. Right. I don't know if it was a waste of time. What part is a waste of time? Let me ask.
The actual building the shit and up to getting this shit and just for it to not even go through.
Because this is like a 100%. two to three episode arc of her mentioning the character.
Exactly.
And waste of time building that damn vehicle.
And that's why I don't. That's why I really can't. I can't believe that that's the person. I know, Nick. I know it doesn't make sense. I just can't.
Because if it was that person, they'll be mad as hell that shit didn't work.
She didn't even look surprised. She was like, oh, shit, it ain't going to work, is it?
She was like, whoops.
Yeah, for real. And Wu was like, god damn, this shit really isn't working.
She'd have like, well, I guess you're going to try another one.
Like, see, she didn't even, when Monica walked up, she didn't even say, like, this is the guy I was telling you, or this is the person I was telling you about. She was like, oh, yeah, this is...
She wasn't that nonchalant with it. She was like, she smiled and she was like, look, thank you. You know what I'm saying? You rock with Mom Dukes back in the day.
She was like, appreciate you. My mom would say thank you too, but she's dead. So I appreciate what you did. Oh, yeah, I'm loyal to your mama, but she ain't the only one I'm loyal to. Where the fuck is Reed Richards at? That's what Wu should have said. Where the fuck is Reed Richards?
But he wouldn't work with the Army, though, unless he was contracted out.
Why wouldn't he?
He don't fuck with the Army, right?
He would have to be
Reed Richards?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
They would have to do a contract for him to do something with the Army, though.
Why?
I thought that he was like on his, like he's a vigilante. Like he do his own
Reed
shit.
Richards?
No.
No, he's just a boring ass white scientist. He's no, he's, I mean, you thinking of Bruce Wayne?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't think he worked. I never really saw him working with the government like that. It was always just with the Avengers and shit.
No, isn't that how he went to space in the first place?
Yeah, when he was coming up before he got his powers.
He might not have powers yet. Maybe this is leading up to how they end up getting their powers.
Could be.
Either way,
I thought that was whack. I thought that could be the thing, even though that wouldn't work. Why? You know, if this was the way the Fantastic Four got powers.
Oh, not from what's her face? Not from Scarlet Wanda. Witch.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, maybe they show him and then we get introduced, like, oh, this is Reed Richards. Cool. We see him being smart, and maybe he'll have to rebuild that thing to actually get through. So the rest of the guys can go help.
That shit turned into a damn truck.
Man.
What you think about when Monica just said, fuck it, and went through the wall like Kanye in that Stronger video?
I thought that was dope. It felt like a moment. It felt like a moment. I was like, oh, man, she really about to get through that shit. You know what I'm saying? She fight. I really felt it.
I thought she was going to get her ass blown back.
Nah, I knew she was going to get through. Yeah. And oh, that's what you call her getting the powers. Is that what you call? Okay. Because I thought we was on the same page with that.
You trying to see where you fucked up?
Well, no. I did say that they were gonna show her having powers before the show was over.
Yeah, I think we was on the same page with that. And I didn't think they was gonna show it this soon. But
I'm glad they did though.
Yeah, it was dope. I thought that was a really dope moment.
Did honestly. did you hear the voices or did you have the captions on?
I meant to go back and look at the captions, so I don't know exactly what they said.
I think it was the people talking was Nick Fury, Captain America, and her mama.
Oh, okay. Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Okay. And I think it was like some of it was like from the movie.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they keep doing that shit.
Yeah. I thought that was super dope, though. Mm. Yeah.
What was the last voice when she got through?
It was...
Her mama?
I think it was Captain Marvel. Of course. It was like, your mama's lucky she got the strongest daughter in the world or some shit like that. And that's what got her through.
Special little monkey.
Took a white woman to get her to break through, huh? Mm-hmm. Not even her mom's own voice.
Nah, her mom. The white lady said, hey, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get on through this fucking...
Get through.
Y'all stupid.
Get your blue eyes through. And blue eyes too.
Ain't that some shit?
Hey, a black woman with blue eyes can open doors and are clearly walls.
Showing up with contacts.
But y'all knew she was going to run through, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I, okay.
I thought she was going to get blown back, though. Like, oh, okay. Like, not yet, nigga.
I knew as soon as she looked at Wu, I was like, she gone. Mm-hmm. Like, she out of here.
And she ran at that thing full speed and then just stopped.
Trying to push it.
Right, what the fuck?
Like, the government ain't thinking about all those ideas and tricks. Right. Like, oh yeah, we can push this motherfucker. You know that?
Just shove it. You'll get through. I thought she was going to dive through that motherfucker.
She was trying to push her way through.
That, see, that would have been tight if she ran and just and flew through that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's when it hit the ground. Huh? That's when it hit the ground.
No, it wouldn't have. Maybe.
That shit was strong as hell, though. Yeah. That damn thing,
she put
was
an extra barrier
powerful
over that shit.
Well, she had that black girl magic.
All right, you. I can laugh
that
at
was
you.
Better than yours.
I can laugh at
that
yours.
Was better than
you
yours.
Can laugh at mine.
That was better
all
than yours.
Bro. You my brother's keeper.
We all we got.
So what do y'all think about Monica's new powers and shit?
I thought this shit was dope, man. I really did. I really, and I like the fact that she's a sister. Like, you know, because we've seen how powerful, I was about to call her Scarlet Witch, but Wanda can be. Mm-hmm. So for her to just kind of withstand that, I was just like, oh, that's fucking dope. It was dope to see her. And she just looked like a sister that just, all right, you gonna do something? Do something, mm-hmm. man. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought that was...
You like that energy in the MCU?
I really like that energy, for real. Because we get that through Nick Fury all the time.
Wanda was like, Wanda got that energy too. When mm-hmm. she thought she could punk her.
Yeah.
And she got the Miles glue. She jumped up and hit the ground. Mm-hmm.
She hit the ground like a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, shit. Made the whole neighborhood stop.
This is a new nigga.
Mm-hmm. This is super nigga.
Is that her? Yeah. Is that super her name? New nigga? Super nigga like Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor, yep. She had to pause. That shit was funny.
She had the afro and everything. She can make it work.
Mm-hmm. And her outfit was dope too. Had the sword shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fresh.
It was a moment. I definitely felt that moment.
Did y'all want to actually see them fight and go back and forth a little bit?
Nah, that's coming.
Yeah,
that's coming.
I don't want to see that yet.
Yeah,
you think so?
You think
they're
gonna fight?
Oh yeah, you were the one disagreeing last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's coming. It's coming. The final, like, I think the net. Well, never mind. Yes, it's coming.
Why wouldn't they fight? Oh, girl, Agatha, instead.
I think they probably
they're
will.
They're going to. But I don't want to reveal it yet.
I think I know what you're talking about now, Mike.
She's gonna have to fight Wanda.
Well, I just wanted to see them fight because I just want to see what all she can do, like her powers and shit.
Yeah.
What's her actual superhero name?
I think it's Photon.
Super Sister.
Photon, and then she's also the new Captain Marvel too. Like she held that mantle for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh really?
Well, I wonder if they're gonna call her Photon because remember they showed that her mom was called Photon.
Well, maybe she's gonna take the name from her mama.
Maybe, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, mom. Her mom was Captain Marvel at one point.
Oh, really?
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Shit, damn, everybody got this damn title.
They do.
They need to take it from the real one because she's boring as hell.
Yeah.
With her fucking Hillary Clinton haircut. Sick of her stupid ass. She bet not show up.
Oh, my God. That could be the, what's the name?
That could be
the name.
I never thought about that. No.
She's not an aerospace engineer.
No. He's talking about in general, like a Skywalker big reveal. It could be. Though.
No, it could not.
No.
No, it could
what
not.
What else she doing? Right. She ain't doing not shit else right,
right
now.
It
no,
could
Rod
be.
Is not right.
Because they got to tie it into
it
the sequel.
It could be.
It's not. Let me tell you why.
Brie Larson ain't big enough.
Not a loop. Did I watch what?
She ain't big enough. Like, she ain't.
Yes, she's definitely not big enough for people to be like, oh my God, Captain Marvel. We just saw her. We saw her like a year ago.
Yeah. No people love that shit.
Bro, y'all are gullible.
Because the thing is,
I'm just saying,
I'll be
that's,
gullible. But
yeah,
look,
that's it.
That's
because they keep making little remarks to Captain Marvel, and then she keeps rolling her eyes anytime somebody brings her up.
Yeah, because it's going to go into Captain Marvel too.
What
it's
if like
gonna
the
be this?
What if we?
I understand, but it
that's not
be.
A reveal.
I'm just saying, like, what if we see her, and then like the first thing we see Monica, her in her actual, she punched her in the face, some shit like that.
I don't care to see none of this dumb shit. I don't want to see no blonde haired white woman show up and then the angry black woman punch her in the mouth. I don't want to see all
I
that.
I think Captain Marvel is more plausible than Wolverine or
I don't think it's Wolverine.
Any of these other motherfuckers y'all been there.
I think it's Magneto. Magneto makes 10 times more sense than Captain Marvel random.
It may make more sense, but Captain Marvel is more, it seems more likely.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Like they, and it wasn't just her. It was actually the guy that plays Vision that says the shit too. That this is going to be a big moment, a big reveal. Mm. Captain Marvel showing up is not a big reveal.
They said big reveal or this big character like Luke Skywalker?
Well,
either
that was the phrase.
Either one. Yeah. Captain Marvel is not the level of Luke Skywalker showing up. We hadn't seen Luke Skywalker in 30 years.
Well, Nick was talking about Doctor Strange could have been the character too.
I didn't agree with that neither.
So if it could be, I mean,
you know. It's going to be somebody new. It has to be.
It would have to be the older Magneto, I would think. The first one that we see in the original X-Men.
Yeah, it's going to be Magneto. It's
I'm just,
all right.
I just think that it could happen. Okay. That is a name that hasn't been thrown out of there.
Yeah, it hasn't.
And it makes a lot of sense.
It makes sense.
I'm not saying that it will happen. I'm just saying
I ain't
that
saying I like I it, but I'm saying it could happen. Yeah.
So y'all saying it could happen. Okay, well, fucking the big troll guy that built the fucking Thor's hammer could happen.
No, that could
Why
not happen. That,
why not? Why can't he show up?
Because it's not believable. It don't
Why
make
not?
Because it don't make sense.
Why?
It don't make sense.
He ain't doing shit. All his people dead. He heard some shit going down. He's like, let me go see what's going on down here.
Ain't no giant dwarf coming into this
Why
moment.
Not?
Nick, why are you entertaining this? he was about to go at you.
He was.
I should have let it go.
Like, you really think a dwarf going to come to the air? He was really going to try to scientifically explain why the big dwarf ain't coming.
Mike, explain something to me.
I'll try.
How dumb was Wanda to let Agnes watch over her kids, Billy and Ted? Whatever the hell his name, what their names is.
Billy and Ted. They had an excellent adventure with her Wanda.
Hey, they having some adventure. We don't know what the hell she. I think she turned them into a sandwich and ate them.
We'll get to that part too. But I don't necessarily think it was stupid. I think just like, you know, Ken and Rob were talking about, that was just her being like, look, I can't deal with this shit. I need a break. Yes, just take them. She doesn't know who Agnes is. She doesn't know who Agnes is. So she's like, yeah, take him.
That's just, man. Like,
why is that so weird to you?
Because she's been protecting the kids this whole time.
But not necessarily with Agnes, though. Mm-hmm. Remember, Agnes is the one that they kind of pretend like she's super close with her.
Yeah.
And they're like best friends. And remember the last episode, she was going to let Agnes, was she going to let Agnes take them somewhere or hold them or something? Remember that episode we were talking about?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because Vision didn't want her to.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's stupid. I think it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But then if she let Dottie take him or something, that would be like, all right, what the fuck?
Where the fuck is Dottie?
We'll get to that too, bro.
She showed up in this episode.
No, she didn't.
She did?
No, she
didn't.
Where?
Wasn't she in the bushes looking?
What show you was watching?
She was in the bushes doing something and she did like that.
Why did I see anybody?
She popped up. You said she turned around in the bushes?
She was doing something in the bushes and she looked like that. Y'all don't remember this?
Nah. Are you talking about when Wanda and Monica was fighting?
Is Dottie? Yes. Is Dottie is Dottie the one that broke the glass in her hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, she was by the bushes and she turned her head. Yeah, that was her.
Okay.
I gotta rewatch that scene. But that sounds some good goofy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in the bushes.
You ain't seen the bushes?
In the bushes. Not in the bushes. She was by the bushes.
And she tilted her head at a 90-degree angle.
Oh, like,
I didn't catch that shit.
Black woman in here.
Yeah, I didn't catch her.
Yeah, she was in here.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
But now, the kid's interaction with Agnes was very interesting, especially what Billy was saying. That motherfucker was like, when he was feeding that little, what was it?
Rabbit.
Yeah, the little rabbit. He looked at her, was like, yeah, it feels quiet in here. You feel quiet inside. I'm like, the fuck?
Yes, that's one of the things I was correct about. Try to tell y'all motherfuckers.
What was it? I still don't know.
I told y'all last week. Well, actually, that's two wrapped up in one.
Okay.
I told y'all last week that someone was pulling the strings. Y'all argued, no, it doesn't make any sense. I just don't see how that's happening. Told y'all, and I told y'all it was Agnes. Told y'all motherfuckers.
We're not on that same boat.
No, you were on the opposite boat telling me I was wrong. You were trying to explain why it didn't make sense.
Or someone pulling the strings.
Because you were like, no, because Wanda said that she did it all. And I was like, yes, but there's somebody behind her that's pulling the string and kind of making her do it.
Okay. That's right.
I'm asking you. Shit.
Because he gave us the show.
That's what I'm saying. It's up to you.
I thought I teethered there a little bit. But I don't know.
He thought he hedged his bet. He usually hedged his bets.
He's trying to see it out.
Y'all did go back and forth on that. I think that was what kind of disappointed me with this episode because of, you know, the theories that Agnes was Agatha Harkness. So it wasn't like this big, oh my God. She, you know, it was just like, oh, okay, they were right.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you on that. It's like, it was like, we already knew this. We've known this pretty much from the first episode.
I got it. I did. So we were kind of on the same page because I was like, I do think somebody's tampering with things. I think that Wanda's in control, but somebody's tampering with things. I did say that. I did. That's why I was getting the confirmation from Ken, because I know I said it. But yeah, now it came back. Sorry.
All right, he is like the master of twisting shit when he's wrong.
I told you, he like
make it right.
he hedges bets. Yes, I listen to all the time. Like, bro, he always giving himself an out, no matter what.
Kind of like Shelton. All the time.
It's not on purpose. I just, yes, it you know.
Is. That's why he took so long to respond. He's no longer thinking. How can I make myself wrong? My name is Roderick Wright. Not Roderick Wrong. I can't do this today.
But I gotta be modest with it though. Right.
No, I was really trying to remember because I don't remember being all the way on the opposite side of that.
Mm-hmm. Now I thought it was just like they had me confused. I mean, the reveal wasn't that revealing, like you said, Ken. But at the same time, I was like, she was throwing me off some in certain scenes and whatnot. As far
Agnes
as like, yeah, right. Agnes. As far as what her true intentions were.
I mean, they did a good job of hiding it. You know, if I was...
Kinda.
I think they did. I don't think if you were watching this, like, of course, you know, yeah, I think if you were just watching the show and did not read anything or have a conversation with anybody about it, you would definitely be caught by surprise.
I think so.
You
Because Agnes was the only one that was acting different out of everybody.
And I've been saying since the jump, like, it's something I'm more interested about. Who is she? Y'all remember me saying that, right? I've always been interested.
We got you,
bro. I just want to remember. We got you, bro.
All right. You've been saying that.
She's one of the main ones I've been interested in because it just something was off about her. So, even I don't read anything. I don't watch anything. So, even...
But you talked to us about it, though.
I can give you that. Yeah. But she's always seen... Before I come on the show, with my opinion, I always think that she's interesting before we even talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
I think they did a terrible job at masking the fact that she's separate from everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was like on the nose like a motherfucker.
Even if I didn't read any of the... I didn't read this comics. Me I don't either. Even know anything about Agatha Harkness. Mm-hmm. But... I thought it was beyond obvious. It's like, she always sees Wanda doing the magic. She's the only one that always sees Wanda doing the magic. They seem like they're really close. She seems to know who everybody is and what everybody's doing. She's telling, what's the black dude? Herb. She's telling Herb, shut up about some shit. She always knows some shit. It was like, nah, man, we knew that she was something.
She's just always everywhere.
She's always in the mix.
Like, you always got a question, nigga, like, damn, nigga, you always everywhere I'm at. What the fuck? What's going on with you?
Every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen.
So
that's why it was just obvious. What did y'all think? What I liked about that scene, though, was like when we can find, like, you obviously know that when she was in the kitchen and all of a sudden she did that turn or whatever down the steps and she was like, when Wanda was asking, where are the kids at? She's like, oh, they're downstairs in the basement. And she just left. I was like, oh, okay, this is where the creepy shit is starting to happen. Like, I thought that was a very creepy scene.
Did she leave? I thought she was in the kitchen. She just kind of turned off camera.
Yeah, but it looked like she was like sinister with it. I don't know if that makes sense.
Ooh, Agnes?
Yeah. Oh. Like the way she walked away was just very sinister.
Yeah, it did.
It looked sketchy. And then once you get down to the basement and shit, you see
the
all
music
the
music didn't help either. Yeah. All of that shit played well.
You got scared.
I'm about to ask the same.
I didn't because it was Disney Plus.
I don't know. Disney Plus is taking
Disney ain't going that far. They ain't going from rated G to MA.
No, yeah, but
I didn't get scared, but it was scary, if that makes sense.
You got a little scared.
That's a black man way of saying I was scared.
Yeah. You held the covers a little tighter.
No. You squeezed the shit out of his hand.
You woke day up. She was spooked. She was like, damn, what's wrong with you? Why you jumping? It's only 9:30.
Agnes is somebody. Agnes is something crazy.
They accomplished the scary moment, I think. If they were going for scary, they definitely accomplished that. It was just like, you didn't know what was about to happen when she went into this whole dark cave. Like, yeah, that. I think they hit that on the mark, on the nose.
If I was Wanda, I'm not going down that far.
You have to. It's your kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was.
I don't even like kids, and I get that.
Right. I was just thinking about, like, all right, if I see some creepy shit on the walls, I'm like, all right, this is clearly in a space for me. You know, like, all right.
But she's Wanda. She created the world.
She do have powers, man.
Yeah, but, like, you still got to, you know, regroup a little
Wanda
bit.
Wanda is not scared of going in some dark cave.
In a world that she thinks she created, or that she did create.
But if she didn't create this part, it's like, hold on.
Yeah, she definitely didn't create that part.
You wouldn't be at least skeptical, like, take a step back and
I'd be like, what the hell is this? The same way when somebody infiltrates the hex or whatever, she's like, what the fuck are you doing in here? Yeah. What is this? Like, it's the same thing.
I'm with Nick. I don't think she was mad. I think she was scared.
You think Wanda was scared?
Absolutely.
Why?
Watch it again and look at her fucking face. She got down there and she was looking around. It didn't look like an emotion of, God damn it, what the fuck? They over here infiltrating my shit again. It wasn't that. Oh fuck. What the fuck did I just walk into?
Scared
and
about
where
them.
The hell are my kids?
Combination.
I need to get them and get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't like a, oh God, I'm scared. But it was like a, nah, she's freaked the fuck out about going into that room.
I was thinking maybe worried about her kid's safety and less about that shit. And maybe
a little
like
both.
You said, a little bit of both.
Either way, yeah, that shit was not really.
Yeah, and then her saying her name and all that shit.
You? No.
Oh, man.
Me either.
Because it's exactly what I, you know what? It's because I watch damn near every horror movie in existence, and that's the same shit that happens in every dumbass horror movie. Oh, you know. Where's Billy? Oh, Billy's in the basement. You know, goddamn well, if you're in a fucking horror movie, don't go your stupid ass in the basement. Right. Nothing good is in the basement ever.
I disagree. I think it worked. I think it definitely worked.
It
was something different for the show. We had never seen anything like that.
We didn't, but yeah. I expected that was what was going to happen. Mm. Because, I mean, Agnes was definitely acting. Okay, so y'all were admitting that Agnes was acting sketchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Agnes says, oh, yeah, they're down in the basement. And y'all were like, well, shit, you're just going down to the basement because that's where the kids are.
Well, in my mind, I was like, oh, shit is really about to happen. Like, I was like, oh, is she really about to reveal herself, who she is? Like, that's how I still had that feeling.
But you didn't think, oh, there's something fucked up in the basement?
What do you mean?
I mean, you didn't think there was something fucked up in the basement?
Yeah. It's,
okay.
It doesn't matter if I thought it was fucked up. It's like Jason movies. It's something fucked up in the woods, right?
Exactly.
But it still works.
Not after 35 times, it doesn't really surprise you anymore. It's like, okay.
But that's the first time it's happened on this show.
But you still knew something fucked up was in the basement.
Right, but it's that anticipation of seeing what is actually fucked up in the basement.
Are you just saying like it's the payoff of like knowing that, all right, this is where we're going to see some shit?
Yes, it's like, okay, so it's been this buildup. We always knew that Agnes was sketchy or whatever. This is something totally new. The music changes. So it's just like, oh shit, what's about to happen? Yes, I know something fucked up is about to happen, but what kind of fucked up shit is about to happen? Did you know exactly what was going to happen?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I knew that she was going to walk down there and there was going to be a bunch of walls and whatever. I'm saying I knew that she was going to walk down there and then it was going to be this big witch reveal. I knew it was going to be some dark, danky room. I knew that.
Okay? Yeah, witches don't. What's up with that? Like, why y'all be living like this? Why y'all always living some damp ass mold and shit?
Towers. You can't get
a futon in this bitch?
I don't know.
Damn,
I like that part. I really, really like
that. Nah, the part that had me weak was she was like, I killed Sparky too.
Jumping the head like a mother.
It's connected. It's
connected. Oh, shit. Well, before we get to real quick, I'm not trying to imply that I didn't like the part.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying it didn't hit me. I wasn't just like, oh, shit. It's a dark room.
Yeah, I'm not like,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, so, okay.
I don't know if I liked it.
Yeah, I don't think he liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. Yeah. It just didn't do anything for me.
Why didn't you like it, though?
Mainly for that. Because as soon, like, once you hear the words like, oh, she's in the basement. Okay, some deep, you know, you're going to go in the.
So like, there's no intrigue at that point?
No. It's like, she's going to go down in the basement. The kid's not going to be there. Agatha's going to come around and be like, hey, it was me. And then that's it.
You didn't think the kids were going to be in there?
No.
I thought the kids would be there, but they were going to be like tied up or something.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be awesome torture shit.
So you didn't think they were going to be down there?
Mm-mm.
That's interesting. Why not?
just seemed like how they would write it, that they wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Like it would be a good, like part of the cliffhanger for next week.
Where do you think they may be at?
I don't know. I don't know where they could be at, but
they in one of those rooms.
Yeah, probably. But I think they just wanted to really just reveal Agatha Harkness.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all like her little intro, outro?
No. Oh no, theme I song? Loved that.
Really?
Yes.
I did.
Now
not.
That I thought was fucking great.
That shit was
when dope. They showed her show up as a witch, and then the fire came up, and it was like Agatha all along. I thought that was great. Or Agnes. Is it Agatha? What did they say? Is Agnes all along or Agatha all along?
Agatha all along.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, man.
I thought it was super cool.
And I thought them showing like what she's been doing, how she was controlling Pietro, and how she was the one doing the interviews.
I thought that was great. Them going back to the 50s to do it or whatever that time period
was. I actually like
you
that.
Go with Ross. See, now you and Ross switch.
But see, we switched because I actually like that. It worked there. It worked there.
Did it?
See, what I was going to say about this... kind of going back because you never came right around to me. Like, I don't know, man. This one had me warmed up to the show idea a little bit. For some reason, this one made me warm up to it a little bit. So, unlike Mike and Ken, I really enjoyed this one. I don't know. Y'all making me sick against myself, but watching it, I really enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I would never try to second guess it.
You said it was good.
Yeah, but I didn't explain like the fact that I enjoyed it even with the TV stuff like that I normally don't like. For some reason,
why did it work for you? Here. Why did it work? Why do you
maybe
think?
Because it's more up to date, so it felt more with the time, I guess. So maybe it felt a little unforced at that point because she seemed like herself, more like herself in this time or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it for the opposite reason because I don't like this new age TV, you know.
See, I love The Office.
Yeah, so
now I can kind of get why other people like the other shit. If you love that type of TV, like
I hate that type of TV.
Well, somebody out there, yeah.
But you didn't like the early ones either, though.
I did. I was saying I don't like the TV shit that they're doing, but I'm on board. I'm enjoying it because I think it's gonna pay off in the end. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
No, I thought initially you said that. Kind of like I was saying, like that I think it's cool, but it's not enjoyable. I thought you literally said it's not enjoyable the first two.
It's not enjoyable. So here's what I've been saying. I don't like that era of television.
Right.
I think it's stupid. Mm-hmm. I've never liked Bewitched or I Love Lucy or I Dream of Jeannie. None of that shit. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have a problem with them doing it because I knew it was going to go somewhere.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't really a matter of like you were getting like vehemently upset about the show. Whereas I was just like, I don't like this era of television, but I think what they're doing is cool. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to chill.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
So I've never enjoyed necessarily the TV aspect, but I like the mystery that they're inserting into it.
And I guess the reason why I wasn't too keen on like them going back to the intro with the whole Agatha thing. I like up to the point where they revealed that it was Agatha, but when they did the whole intro thing, it was like, it felt like, okay. Like what they did is a one-trick pony. Like you cannot pull that off again.
Okay. So here's where I slightly disagree, and I get what you're saying now, but I think they went back to the beginning because she's been there from the beginning. Mm-hmm. The whole point was Agatha all along, so it makes sense for them to go back to the very start and kind of show what she's been doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the next episode is going to be. It's going to be detailed about how Agatha has been controlling Wanda.
I think I was. When that happened, I was fearful, or am fearful, that they're gonna go all the way back to the black and white shit. And at that point, I'm like, okay, we can't do this part again.
Gotcha. No, I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna.
Yeah,
do
I don't
that.
Think they will. That would be kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm. As far as just this episode, and so far throughout the whole series, I liked this episode because Elizabeth Olsen, her acting from the start to now, like, I don't know why it stood out to me in this episode. I don't know if y'all, I mean, Ken and Mike, you don't really care for it, but like, I just feel like, damn, she's really pulling this shit off. Like, the way she was like,
when did I say I don't care for her?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
No. I'm just saying, like, with this, I'm just saying, like, within this episode, you didn't like this episode. So I don't know if you know. I don't know if you noticed. Yeah, I don't know if you were looking at her the way she was acting, but the way she questioned herself, the look she would give, like, Rod, you talking about how they do it in the office and shit. Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, damn, like,
spot on. I mean, I've always thought she's captured those errors spot on. Like, she's done a lot of research to capture those characters. So. Yeah, she definitely captured the Modern Family in the office very well, and even the camera movements and stuff.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if y'all noticed, like, some of the dead end camera movements is inspired by the Office. Like, that's some of the same techniques I use when I shoot the show. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've always liked that style of television. It's almost like reality in a sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, I feel like reality fit that in, so it just made sense.
Yeah, I thought that was dope. I also told y'all that Vision was going to be a weapon.
A who?
You skipped over that part.
Oh no, I was going. Yeah, I did. I did.
Oh yeah.
Don't pull a Rod.
You talking about when he was talking to Darcy, or Darcy was talking?
No, somebody outside. Well, was it during the time when they're talking to Darcy? I know it was revealed this episode that
It was Jimmy Woo when him and Monica were on the way to the captain doing the little goofy shit with the truck.
Yep. What happened? What did he say?
So they started talking about like why he was trying to get Vision back online, mm-hmm. and they start talking about how he was trying, but nothing worked until Wanda showed up and made it happen. And then they're like, well, that must be why he wants to get Vision back. He wants his weapon back. Mm. So I was thinking the last episode that that's the only thing that makes sense. Mm. Why would he even be tracking Vision? I think he wants to turn him into some sort of weapon. And then you brought up the Sentinel, or one of y'all brought up the Sentinels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
So that could actually make sense as to why he's doing that, which that would be really cool if that's what it led into.
Mm-hmm. I definitely didn't like him I don't know. It was something about the government and this one, or him in particular. Just really just showed me the arrogance of the U.S. and the military, that you think you can really just go in and just take out a fucking damn, what do they call the grades now? Fifth level superhero or mutant or something like that. It was like, bro, like this motherfucker just created a whole world and you think you're going to go. It's like when in movies, when the aliens and shit come off and these motherfuckers try to shoot them with bullets and this shit never works.
Try it. Shit.
You know,
they coming at you. You gotta try something. You can't just run.
It was just a lot of arrogance I felt from the U.S. in that one.
Yeah, because he only had like a few seconds in this episode where he was like, start the launch.
Yeah,
like so we don't know what that mean. Maybe
it just felt like he was just like, hey, we're gonna get this motherfucker. It's just like, come on, bro.
The launch could be the Sentinels, which that I think would be a dope last episode.
Oh shit!
Because clearly the next episode is gonna be Wanda and everybody versus Agnes. At the last episode, it's going to be them having to fight their way through, what's his name, Hawkins?
Hayward.
Yeah, so they're going to have to fight their way through him.
Yeah,
so
the Sentinels will show up, then Captain Marvel will show up after.
Man, I'd be so fucking, unless they kill her. Oh, no, that would be tight. Now you're onto something. If she show up and the Sentinels kill her ass.
Well, would explain why Magneto would pull up, because.
Because he can, yeah, I was going to say, he could break them down too.
Oh, shit, yeah. I'm connecting some dots here. Now this would be tight. This would actually be tight. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
That makes sense, though.
Did y'all put any thought into like the whole Agnes being a witch thing? So I didn't want to read too much, but I definitely saw that they were talking about how she's connected to the Salem witch trials. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
So she supposedly was a witch during the Salem witch trials, and that's where all of her backstory is based. So I assume they're going to show that the next episode, maybe. But When she was in there and she was like, can you check out this mole on my back? I was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
But then when someone mentioned the Salem witch trials, I don't know if y'all know this, but like that was how they identified who witches were, by birthmarks. Because I mean, you know the witch trials was all some bullshit.
They
would just kill women for nothing. They would think they were a witch and they would kill them. So the whole part about them doing the birthmark thing, I was like, oh, okay, that was a nice little slide in. Mm-hmm. But then I started thinking that when there hasn't been kids this whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all think that it's actually a coven of witches?
To eat kids?
And it's not. Yeah, because remember when we talked about the witch, and I was telling y'all about that folklore about how witches would kill kids back in the day. That's like a
to keep staying
ongoing,
young.
Yeah, like an ongoing folklore. Mm-hmm. So if she's from whatever year the fucking witch trials were, she then would. Maybe that's what they've been doing, is they've been killing kids.
That would be tight. Oh, I got a feeling what niggas gonna say.
That'd be so dark.
No, bro. I was gonna say like,
but that would be tight as hell.
That's what I saw something on the Reddit as far as like, she turned Billy and Mandy or Billy and whatever the fuck Speed into sandwiches, and that's why when Wanda was looking at the two plates, she saw two half-eaten sandwiches or whatnot.
Because I see this, I didn't notice that.
Right.
Because I was just thinking because like the backstory that I saw on her for a little bit was a YouTube clip about the character, and like
see, I'm not watching those.
Like her powers come from basically siphoning off someone else's. Like she needs to feed off of someone else. And I was thinking Billy is just like Wanda, so. Mm. And then obviously the other one came from Wanda, so I'm like, so he got some magic in it too. So like, if you eat that, then she would probably be powerful enough to now finally attack Wanda, because this episode is where we see Wanda at her weakest. But so
also, if you notice during the episode, she says, "I don't bite," and she goes, "But I did bite a kid once." So when I watched the second time, I was like, "Oh shit." I wonder if that's what they're alluding to.
Man, that's crazy.
Because like when she went down in the basement and she said, you know, you didn't think you were the only girl around here with magic. Mm-hmm. When I started thinking, I was like, man, she's probably not just talking about herself. And then I started thinking, like, remember the old episode where they had all the women in that little area and they were all talking?
You think they're all witches?
I think they're all witches.
Except for when Monica, obviously.
Yeah, because that's why Monica was acting so bizarre. That's why they were all like, remember, they were all acting weird towards Monica. Mm-hmm. They were just like, who's she? You know, we don't really know her. Or don't talk to her.
That too.
I kind of thought that at first, but I was like, Disney's not going to do that.
No, they would.
But now it kind of makes sense. I wonder if all of them are actually witches. So this might be a world that Wanda sort of created, but I wonder if it's based around a coven of witches. It's not just Agatha Harkness. It's like Dottie and all of them. And then also, back in the Salem witch trials, they would always say that that witches are married to the devil. So maybe that's why we haven't seen, what did she say, Philip or Pete?
Where was the yeah, Randolph? Or something. Yeah.
Randolph.
It started with R. It was an old ass name with R.
Ralph.
Whatever his fucking name is. Maybe that's why we haven't seen this guy.
Damn, the devil named Ralph.
She just gave it a random name, but.
But why Wanda?
What do you mean? Because she's the
she's Omega level. Like you already said it. She's Omega level powerful.
I know, but
well, I wonder what
for all of the witches.
Why they're siphoning off her power. If she, because like you said in the comics, which again I didn't read the Scarlet Witch and stuff, but you were saying it turns out later on that she's determined to be one of the most powerful mutants ever, right? Mm-hmm. They must know that.
So who all didn't show up on the board? Was it Dottie? Agnes?
Somebody said I was wrong and that Dottie was on the board, but I don't remember seeing
Remember seeing Dottie. I remember seeing the
because that would really prove your theory to stand.
I think he's on to something.
If those women aren't on that board, they're probably witches in this universe.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you if the women were on the
board. I remember the Vision's boss and the boss's wife were on the board, Vision's coworker, the one who was like, it hurts, and I need to see my sister or my mom or my wife. And a few other people, but not the women.
But the witch shit definitely makes sense, being the devil tied to it and all that, as being the big boss probably in this whole shit, that's pulling, like, orchestrating the whole thing, like Hereditary.
That'd be crazy if they bring some devil shit into this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they'll go all the way with it, but I guess when I was coming up with this theory, I was like, well, I wasn't thinking about the fact that it's Disney. But if Disney wants to really take it there, I mean, they're giving nuggets.
Well I feel like they'll go hocus pocus horror. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think hocus
pocus. Bro, that would be so lame.
That'd be so bad. It's like these witch. You never heard of hocus pocus? The movie.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
So it's just these three witches, just really hokey. I forgot the actresses that are.
Bette Midler.
Yeah. So it's really like comedic type. So it could kind of be that.
I don't think they'll do that. Because, I mean, we've been wondering, I've been wondering, where the fuck were these kids the whole time? Mm-hmm. The kids didn't show up until the Halloween episode, and then they're gone again. Even when they were outside fighting, I don't think I saw any kids.
I have a theory, but Rob may consider it a spoiler, so I may not say it.
Why, did you get it from reading a comic or something?
No, from watching that video about her backstory and how she ties into Vision and Wanda.
Yeah, so I don't even want that yet. I'm going to be like Rod.
All right, so.
Because I don't know jack shit about her. The only thing I saw was that she was tied to the Salem witch trials. And once I saw that, everything else started to make sense.
Is there a devil type villain in the Marvel Universe?
Kinda, yes. Yeah.
Mephisto.
Yeah. Mephisto? And I didn't want to say that, but I thought that too. Because he was actually in not just... I think didn't he fight X-Men at some point too?
Mm-hmm. He done fought everybody, bro.
Yeah. So that's why I was thinking that's maybe who the devil is. Like,
yeah, that would make sense. That would make sense to me. Yeah.
They say all witches are married to the devil. So if there's a coven of witches and they're all working with Mephisto, it would just make sense. And if they're taking, they're probably not going to go the route of they're really killing and eating kids. Mm-hmm. But if they're taking the kids and they're somehow.
You probably don't say eating souls.
Like feeding off their souls or something. That would make sense.
That is the route they'll take. They won't show them like eating them or shit. It'll be like wherever she have them at right now. Mm-hmm. It's probably more kids tied up with them.
Yep.
And then they're feeding off their souls.
That's what I think.
Because that's what's off of Hocus Pocus.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's kind of dark, but not. It's still.
Yeah.
Kind of hokey.
Do I need to see Hocus Pocus? Is it good?
You don't need to see Hocus Pocus, but I'm just saying it'll be very campy. Yeah. It wouldn't be very like serious horror.
No.
Yeah.
Like the witch.
Yeah,
because I was thinking the witch. That's the reason I know all that shit is because after seeing the witch, and I had to go look up all that shit.
That's
about
what
why
I meant.
She
the
was...
witch, not Hereditary, but the witch, because the devil was.
Oh, I didn't even catch you said that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But
that's what got me thinking about it.
So Mephisto,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know much about him though.
Oh,
I never really read the Avengers.
You know about him?
Not details like that. I just know he used to fight. He would always pop up. He'd just been one of those recurring villains every once in a while, so that they would fight. So,
well, that sounds like he's probably tied to this with them witches.
That's what I'm thinking.
That'd be a lot to bring him into it. I would be interested in how he moves forward. Well, go into Doctor Strange, so he probably could end his arc there.
Yeah, because I'm kind of under the impression that this storyline is not going to end this season because there's only two more episodes. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like this storyline is going to carry directly into the Doctor Strange film. Like it's not going to wrap up.
I felt that way on this one too. Like something about this one made me feel like they're not gonna wrap this one up. Mm-hmm. It's gonna carry over into the next one.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Mike, you were talking about earlier with the post-credit scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the episode kind of ends after Agnes's big reveal or Agatha. We see Monica trying to sneak into the basement. She sees some creepy shit. And then Pietro, what do you say?
Snoop was gonna snoop.
Did he knock her out or she just...
No, he didn't do shit. She just turned around. Her eyes were glowing.
They were purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we can assume she's under the control of Agnes.
So that's how you think she's gonna fight Wanda now because she's gonna be under her control?
Well, Wanda's under her control. Because remember, the episode ends with her doing some shit and Wanda's eyes glow purple. I think... So this made me kind of wonder what Pietro's deal is.
Me too.
You know, because he rolled up. Actually, he didn't even roll up. He was just standing there. And then all he said was Snooper's going to snoop. So is he he's under Agnes's control still though?
Yeah, I think I don't know if she created him, but she's using him somehow.
But is he?
Is he Pietro?
Dead though?
Yeah, I think he dead.
You think he's dead?
I think he's dead.
Didn't I say that last episode? I don't think he's Pietro. I thought I said that.
I know you did. We talked about it.
Yeah.
I definitely still think he's Pietro.
I don't think he's her Pietro, but I think he's Pietro.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Well, Wanda said it's not their own.
Because she mad.
Yeah,
she mad because he said some mean shit to her the last episode.
Yeah, he did say some.
He was like, she can't kill your husband twice.
Motherfucker's already dead.
That was fucked up, though.
Even though they did kill him twice, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like if these next two episodes are only 35 minutes long, then we're not like they can't wrap all this up in two episodes.
It's an hour.
Disappointed that Pietro wasn't like Pietro. That it feels like this wasn't a way. This won't be a way they're gonna introduce the X-Men.
Right.
That really let me down. I was so hyped for that, man.
We don't know yet, though.
But
why are you let down? We don't know yet.
I don't see how they could get there now.
Why not?
Because that's not Pietro.
What if Vision
is Pietro?
What if Vision touched Pietro and wakes him up, and then he says some shit like, "Oh shit, I got a whole gang of niggas that we can go and get, you know, say, to help us out with this rich. You know what I mean?
I'll be right back. Well, I mean,
she said it wasn't her uncle. Pietro looked like he was dead. There's just things that just don't check out anymore.
She said that it's not your uncle because it's not the Pietro that she knows. It's Pietro from a different dimension.
Oh, and then somebody asked about Pietro. Like, what's up with this motherfucker? And they were like, yeah, we don't know who he is. I forgot. I think Darcy or
they wouldn't know who he is. Yeah. He's from a different dimension. If he's from actually, if he's actually a part of the multiverse, none of them there would know who he is.
This is true.
Yeah, once Magneto shows up, everything will be cool, bro. You'll be all right.
So if Magneto shows up, what does he do exactly?
He kills all the Sentinels.
Yeah,
and he'd be like, "All right, come here, baby girl. I got you."
Yep.
That makes sense.
That would be a Luke Skywalker level reveal. Not fucking Captain Marvel showing up doing what she does and just blowing everything up.
She'd be screaming like, "Woo!" She's like,
light work. I can't light work her.
So whack.
Yeah. Funny. That after credit scene wasn't really worth all the fast forwarding.
Because I knew it was dumb long. I was like, hold on. I was like, there was 7 minutes left. I'm like, hold on. If y'all got 7 minutes worth of credits, y'all fucking me up.
Same amount of time. It's just. I just happened to have it on this time.
Me too.
That's what I was about to ask. So y'all just happened to have it on.
Nah, I fast forward.
I usually just leave it on, and this time it popped. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Fast forward through that bitch. I always do that after every episode because I can't believe how long these damn credits is.
Oh, so you?
Yeah,
you,
I'm like, I need $2 back for my.
So you be hoping it's something else extra.
Yeah, it's MCU. Even they know. They know.
This is what, the 7 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You still think up until this point that it was gonna be something extra?
I've been fast forwarding every episode.
Why?
Because it's MCU. I think there's a post credit scene when they do commercials.
After 6 times though, it's not one.
I'm a stubborn nigga.
Barely. That's crazy.
Because I'm gonna be asking for my $2. I'm gonna send it to.
I never fast forward. I mean, I may have done it once or
I
twice.
I did it the first 2
yes,
episodes.
Yes, and I did. I stopped. And after that, I was like, okay, this ain't nothing here.
Nah.
This one I just left it on because my Disney Plus is fucked up.
Oh, okay.
And when I try to like exit, it doesn't exit.
Yeah.
So I just usually just give up and let it run its way, and then it'll exit on its own. So I just happened to just leave it alone, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh. Whose thickest booty is looking down the stairs?
Oh, mine. Okay. What's going on? Oh, man.
And the reason I left it on is because, again, I had in my head this was supposed to be a long episode. So I just kept it on. Mm-mm-mm. And then, yeah, I was like, oh, shit, it is going to be long. Oh, it's not.
Psych.
Because, again, I didn't know it was 37 minutes going into it. So when it came back on, I was like, oh, shit, it actually might be an hour long. And
wait, then, you thought there was going to be another 30 minutes after the credits?
I didn't know how long it was. I didn't know how long I was in.
I would pause.
He thought the show was still going, Mike. He thought it was the TV show. He thought it was the sitcom and the sitcom.
Yo, they did that before, though. But they did that.
That would be kind of cool if they did that. But the fact that he thought that is funny as shit.
But they did do it.
When?
They did it when that, when they had the clash or whatever, when Wanda and Vision had the clash and they had the credits rolling. On top of the screen.
But it's not the credits. Like, not these credits. Like, the real credits.
Yeah, whatever, man. Saying,
but that would actually be kind of a dope idea if they did that. Yeah. If they did run the credits.
I just wouldn't put it past them at this point with everything else they're doing.
Yeah, that's kind of true. It's still funny, but it's kind
of
true.
I was happy to see any more of Monica, though. Boy, I'll be a different nigga for her. I swear.
Damn.
I will. She is gorgeous, man. I'll drop the Ducey. Just be Nick.
Damn. Damn. Dicky Ducey.
That's hilarious.
I don't know, man. Yeah, this
So what so this so this episode we see Monica get her powers, almost go toe to toe with Monica. Man. Agnetha, whatever the fuck her name is, gets the big reveal.
Yeah.
Timmy and Tommy could be eaten by now. Like, there's a lot of shit.
I will say this. I didn't want to say it all. I wanted to say it on record. But yeah, this one Naomi did like a lot, actually. She's like, oh, this is her favorite episode.
Boring.
Yeah, she said this is her favorite one. So yeah, I don't know. She may be on board now. I mean, she's not gonna be on board to be on the podcast, but she'll
be tuned into the last 2 episodes.
Into them. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's that black girl magic Mike was talking about. I'm sure
she saw that black woman walk through that thing. She's like, I'm with you.
This is me walking through all these niggas hating on me
in every era.
You know, you know what I'm saying? It's dope, man. It's dope to see that representation, man.
Yeah, that is cool. I do like that, but this episode was still kind of.
Yeah, too many predictable things that has already been theorized came true. So it just.
See, that's what's wrong. Y'all keep looking at these theories.
I don't look at any. Everything I got came from here. Mm-hmm. So, talking to y'all.
Oh, okay.
I don't read any of that stuff.
It just, all this shit just seems really fucking obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So any thoughts as far as, well, closing thoughts on this episode, but thoughts for next week as well?
What else you miss? What else you get right? What else you get right?
Oh, that was it.
That was it.
Or what did y'all think about the antidepressant commercial? Or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. The Nexus. So I actually did have to look that up. That is one thing I did have to look up because I didn't know what the Nexus was. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the Nexus is? Did you look it up?
I did see that. I did see that because I was looking for the trying to figure out what that end credit scene meant, which it meant nothing. But I did see that they said she was a Nexus level being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
Who? So,
Wanda.
Okay.
So, because I had never heard the word Nexus, so I was just like, all right, this has to mean something. Mm-hmm. But I think it ruined my whole Infinity Stone theory, but whatever. That's fine. That's okay. But they were saying that Wanda is a Nexus level being, meaning that no matter where, no matter which multiverse you go to, she's always the same.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know what the fuck that means. If they're going to explain that maybe we're already in a multiverse, maybe this isn't the regular Earth that we know. I don't know. I don't know how that whole thing works because, again, I didn't read Avengers like that.
So Doctor Strange probably is too, right?
I don't know.
She's more powerful than Doctor Strange.
Yeah, she was. And that, I think the Nexus is tied to the multiverse and all kind of
stuff. He would be able
at that point, I stopped reading.
Yeah, I didn't want to get ruined. He might be able to explain what that is and how he's tied to it. Mm-hmm. But her and Doctor Strange, as far as like their power levels, they're somewhat matched. She's powerful, but like he could still do some shit.
Yeah, because he was powerful in the fucking against Thanos.
He wasn't all that powerful.
Yeah. He was slapping him around and shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. He handled himself pretty well against Thanos.
He got his ass whooped.
Man, he was doing that multiple shit. Man,
and he got pimp slapped. Remember? He did all them things where he multiplied himself and tells like, said no,
and then what he said, tricks, magic tricks or something.
Tricks for kids, bitch. Yeah.
But it worked for a quick minute, though.
It just
quick minute or
them.
Quick second.
Yeah, quick second. Wanda got closer than
no, Dr. absolutely. Strange, yeah, Wanda almost took his ass out by herself.
But, shit, Dr.
But, he didn't have the stones, though.
But he shouldn't need the stone to do magic.
No, but I think if he had the stones, she wouldn't have took him out as easy.
He almost got beat down by the alien man. Huh? Remember at the very beginning of the movie, he choked him out and he passed out like a bitch.
Yep.
He did.
He put him in a straight up cop chokehold.
That motherfucker was bad, though.
Mm-hmm.
The alien dude was fucking bad.
He was cool as shit, but I'm just saying.
That motherfucker was something to be,
but he got handled. Spider-Man beat the fucking alien guy. Spider-Man and Iron Man took care of him. But Doctor Strange ass?
I think Doctor Strange could
and he got choked out.
Some shit. I never did really like Doctor Strange.
I fuck with Doctor Strange.
I do too.
Man, he whack, bro.
I'm about to say, if that's people, Doctor Strange really whack. Out.
Yeah, he kind of whack.
He is kind of.
How's he whack? Because he a doctor?
He's just a fucking damn magician.
Yeah, oh, David Copperfield.
Magic tricks.
Yeah, I'm going to see this shit. Get your ass out of here, bro.
It's because of the gloves.
He's grown ass Harry Potter.
Right.
You're too old for that shit.
It's because he a grown man with yellow gloves. That's what it is.
I'm just saying.
All right, I never was a fan of him.
Me either.
I wasn't either until later. Like, yeah, I thought he was dope. I thought he was dope in
Infinity War. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was dope in that.
I actually kind of wonder if Wanda's kind of... Never mind. I'm just interested to see how this goes into the next Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Because
y'all aren't talking about the whole dark element and the horror shit. I think they're really going to go...
I hope it is the last of us. Well, go ahead.
No, I do have a question. You still think the motherfucker's dead?
Who? Vision?
No, the people in the town.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want to talk about that.
No. I don't think they're... Well, I mean, they could be. I mean, that could add to this whole weird witch thing, but I don't think they're dead anymore.
For a brief second, I thought they were when the old boy was like, yeah, you're quiet inside. And I was like, oh, shit. Damn, is she motherfucking dead? But I think she was quiet inside because she was...
A witch.
She's not dead. Yeah.
Oh, but I do remember the other thing I was right about. Remember I said she was faking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, and we should have got it.
Oh, my God.
That was me.
Oh, that was you? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was me.
He ready, he ready for you, right? He ready to call your ass out, bro.
I don't know why.
He got a bone to pick with you.
I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. I'm
like, he was my apology.
Hell nah. Accept my apology. I apologize. I'm sorry.
No, I was on the same side. Yeah.
Ken! You about to get this work.
Told y'all, yeah. Niggas.
Yep.
And when I saw, I was like, damn, they're right.
Yeah, she seemed like she was faking. I think Huey was with
us. Yeah, it was y'all three, and then it was me.
Yeah.
I could have sworn that was Rod disagreeing.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why, man.
Because you always disagree with me.
Not lately.
You disagreeing right now, motherfucker?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Any last thoughts on this episode?
Nah, I disagree with, I disagree with Mike and Ken. Like, I enjoyed this one. I enjoyed this one. This one warmed me up to the TV sitcom idea. So, you know, it's growing on me.
I'm really upset that they didn't do one black show.
That is kind of messed up.
Did y'all see the Martin?
I did. Yeah.
Somebody actually did that?
Bro, it's fucking hilarious. They got Vision in the back of the Martin picture. Oh, it's fucking funny as hell. I forgot who posted it.
I don't know how they could have done it, being that they're all white.
They could have found one
but
black
damn,
show.
Man.
At least Fresh Prince. Like, have Wanda spinning in the chair. Like, you ain't got to be like cooning and shit.
And
I feel like
they thought that would have been offensive, so I get it. Yeah.
But
would it be offensive?
But like, these are some of the biggest sitcoms of.
I don't think it would have been offensive, but you already know. Think Piece is coming, Black Twitter coming, all these motherfuckers.
Because if Wanda had a big ass head, animated head like Martin.
I'm sorry, that shit would have been fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
Wanda!
See, yeah, there you go. Wanda! Wanda!
And Vision!
Yeah. Anyway, that was it.
But
yeah.
Nine Drake's the one that posted it.
Yeah.
So y'all go check that shit out, 'cause that shit's fucking hilarious. I don't know if he made.
They
it.
Could. They could. They
got
do,
two episodes.
They could do Blackish next or something like
they
that.
They could do Blackish. Yep. They could do Blackish. They could.
I don't think
that's safe.
Yeah.
It was some mid. Mm. It was meh to me.
Damn.
Sorry.
Yeah, I like this episode a lot, so
I'm glad you did till
next week. Let us know your thoughts on this episode, FPS Podcast, and the Reddit thread. Also, our same handle for IG and Twitter. We got two more episodes left. So we got the penultimate episode coming up this Friday. So we'll definitely recap that. So catch us next week. We out. Peace.